Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hey, you guys, it's Raven here. Welcome back to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Y'all, we are answering a question today that I feel is like a million-dollar question. Can you start a business with no money? Now, we've all heard the quote before where people say things like, you need money to make money. I feel like that's something that I've been hearing probably since a child. Like, you need money to make money. It's not possible to do anything without having any money. Like, it's almost like a broken record in your ear, right? So when you think about starting a business and you think about everything that goes in line with starting a business, you think about your startup costs, like buying your domain. You think about your startup costs, like maybe hiring somebody to design your website, investing in certain software. You just think about all the different things that are associated, all the costs that are associated with starting a business, right? So let's jump into it. Can you start a business with absolutely no money? So my answer to this question is going to be a little bit complex, because yes, I do believe that you can start a business with no money, but can you grow a business with no money is what we really need to talk about. Let me take y'all back to 2009. As a college student, I was fresh off of an internship experience in New York City, and that's when I discovered I really want to do this entrepreneurship thing. I really want to have my own business. I want to start my own company. I want to go after my own clients. Like, I was very passionate about getting started with this, right? And so I remember I said something to my boss at the time. She was my boss at my internship in New York. And she's like, go ahead, like, go for it. Like, so at the time, I knew that I wanted to start a business, right? So I said something to my boss at the time. This was my boss at my internship in New York. And she's like, go for it. If you want to start a business, go right ahead. And for me, that was all the hype man that I needed, right? So I got back to college in the fall of 2009. And I was like, okay, how am I going to get this done? Because I knew for a fact that I had the drive. I knew that I had the passion. But the startup cost to match that was another story, right? So I'm like, how am I going to get started with this and just get this thing off of the ground? So the first thing that I did was go on Vistaprint, printed out some business cards, and you could not tell me that I was not in business. You could not tell me that I was not about to get a bunch of clients. You could not tell me that things were not about to be lit. Like, you just could not tell me that this thing was about to blow. And in that moment, I quickly realized that you really don't need money to start a business, but you need money to grow a business. Because when you're growing a business, you will need things like systems. When you're growing a business, sometimes you will need staff. You will need to hire people out. You will need to invest a lot of money into different software, invest a lot of money into things like getting somebody to design your website, or maybe you need to invest money into Facebook ads or hiring influencers. You know, the cost could really vary depending on the type of business that you are starting. But I want to be very clear and let you know, just let this episode be a reminder of Philippians 4:19, where God tells us that he will supply all of our needs. You know, I started my business with completely nothing, But look at me 11 years later, still in business. I was trusting God. I wasn't waiting for a random deposit of $10,000 to hit my bank account to get started. I wasn't waiting for somebody to pull me up on the street and say, hey, I want to invest in you. I wasn't waiting. I was simply starting with what I had at the time and trusting God to do the rest. That's why I said my answer to this question is going to be a little bit complex, because I do believe that, yes, you can absolutely start a business with no money. But at the same time, you got to really go hard in your prayer life to ask God to provide your needs, because your business is going to need a lot of stuff. I know a lot of people today, because we love to talk about the quote unquote soft life, y'all know. So people don't like to call their business their baby, right? But now that I'm a mother, I wasn't a mother when I initially started a business. I definitely feel like I can kind of compare the two rightfully, in a sense that kids need stuff. You know, like, it's like I be looking at my son's stuff that we buy him, and it seems like you blink your eye and now his pants are too short, so you got to buy him all new pants. You blink your eye and the shoes that you just bought him last week are now dogged, so you got to buy him, you know, new shoes. Like, I mean, these are kids constantly. Hey, you guys, it's Raven here. If you are an entrepreneur and you want to have God, I'm talking about fully engulfed in your business, you absolutely need the Supernaturally Paid course. This course is going to let you in on strategies that God gave me to get my income passively to a point that I never thought that it could go. We're talking about all of the ins and outs of marketing. We're talking about sales. We're talking about building generational wealth. We're talking about how to get into a place where you know how to have money talks with God. We are completely going in to how you can become supernaturally paid in your business. So make sure that you do not miss out on the opportunity to sign up for this course. We have a special discount code for listeners of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. So make sure you look in the notes section and grab that discount code.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Need stuff. They are a blessing, absolutely, for sure, but they constantly need stuff. And honestly, my business has been very similar. As we grow, we've constantly needed people to help expand like the bandwidth of that growth. As we've been attempting to scale, we've constantly had to invest in higher end resources in order to do that. As you grow in terms of clients, you have to invest in greater resources to be able to serve them. As you make more money, you gotta do certain things, like certain things are required to you or of you as far as like the tax bracket that you're in. So you might have to invest in certain things to get tax write-offs. You might have to put yourself on payroll and start paying payroll taxes. Like, when people say it costs to be the boss, make no mistake about it, it definitely costs to be the boss. But I am here, living proof, literally as a walking testimony, that God, all God needs you to do is just start. All God needs you to do is just trust him. I feel like a lot of times people wait for the perfect time to start a business. And there is a scripture, I believe in the book of Ecclesiastes, that talks about how if you wait for the perfect time to plant, you'll never see the harvest. And this is why you hear so many people that say things like, God told me to start a business years ago. God told me. And let me just tell y'all, when people come up to me with that at like my conferences and stuff, I be wondering, do they think I'm impressed? Because I am so unimpressed when you're in my face talking about God told you to do something years ago and you still have not been obedient. Like, You have to get started. You have to trust. We can't sit around and feel like, well, let me wait for this random money to hit my account for me to get started. Let me wait until the perfect time. Let me wait until the market fixes itself. Let me tell y'all that I got into entrepreneurship when it wasn't popular to be an entrepreneur. Now it's popular. Now everybody got inside of their bio that they do this and they do that. And, you know, this is the link to their business page. This is what everybody is first coming at you with. Oh, I'm an entrepreneur. It's popular to be an entrepreneur now. It's sexy to be an entrepreneur now. This was not the case in 2009 when I became an entrepreneur. And this definitely was not the case in 2011 when I left my 9-to-5. When I left my 9-to-5 in 2011, we were just kind of on the tail end of like everything that happened from the 2007-2008 recession. A lot of people had lost jobs. A lot of people had lost their homes. Like, it was just a horrible time for a lot of people, right? And so in 2011, that was a time where you have people that feel like they are just so blessed to have a job. They feel like, and not saying that you're not blessed to have a job, but what I'm saying is it was so many people that was out of a job at that time that if you had a job, it was like, wow, you have a job. You know, like, it was a really, really big thing. So people looked at me like, dang, you're walking away from your business. I mean, you're walking away from your job at a time where so many people would love to have the job that you have. They would love to have a salary. They would love to be able to get their benefits paid and all of this kind of stuff. So I say that to say, God called me into entrepreneurship at a time that wasn't convenient for other people, at a time that wasn't even convenient for me. But the thing about God is that he specializes in making a way out of no way. So if he's calling you to start a business, you have to trust him that he wouldn't call you to start a business without bringing you the resources that you need. The scripture says, submit your work to the Lord and he will bless the work of your hands. So I think that when you surrender that startup to him, when you say, Lord, I'm trusting you with this. I trust that you know all of my needs. I trust that you would supply all of my needs. I believe that if you surrender that, you're going to have a powerful something out of nothing testimony to be able to share about what the Lord has done for your business. So I hope this episode blessed you guys. I really, really, really enjoyed talking about this, and I cannot wait to see y'all in another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Do not forget to subscribe. I am so grateful that y'all have listened to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Now, y'all know I love when y'all leave me a 5-star review and also share some of your feedback from the podcast episode. So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button and make sure that you share the Supernaturally Paid podcast with a friend.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.